Ai microfoni di Radio Sapienza, l'ambasciatore della Corea del Sud, Won Isso. Thank you for this interview. The first question is,
thank you.
Which is the role of European Union and in particular of Italy in the dealing and in the international cooperation for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula?
European Union and in particular Italy is a very important partner in coping with North Korea's nuclear challenge. They are working together with us in the United States, in the UN Security Council, and even previously they were important partner of six-party talks dealing with the North Korean nuclear challenge during the 2000s. They've long been engaged in the nuclear in North Korea and will continue to be so in the future.
And the second question is, has the trade war between China and the USA influenced the negotiation about the question issue?
Yes, I think to some extent it's all related, because in the complicated international society today, all these political security issues are interconnected. They have some influence over each other. So, but I don't think this U.S. DPRK, U.S.-China trade issue would have a direct impact on the nuclear talks over the Korean Peninsula.
Yes, the last question is, what are the pros and cons of the Trump administration in the nuclear issue?
The Trump administration from the beginning has been closely engaged in trying to solve the DPRK nuclear question. So for that, we are grateful to the Trump administration for their sincere efforts. And as this issue is a very intractable, long-standing security issue, definitely it's not easy to find a solution immediately. But as U.S. partners and Korean partners continuing to make efforts to find the solution, I do hope that we'll reach a final solution in due course.